What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
3 weeks before Spencer and Monique Tepe were shot to death in their Columbus home, Michael McKee was already there. That's what we are learning. December 6, 2025, the Tepes, they were in Indianapolis, Big Ten championship game going on. Ohio State versus Indiana, 8 p.m. kickoff, 200 miles away. House empty, kids presumably with family or a sitter. Date night for a couple about to celebrate 5 years of marriage. And according to the Columbus Dispatch, video showed McKee going into the Tepe home that night and leaving a few hours later. WOSU, an NPR affiliate, characterizes it a little differently. They report video showed McKee walking through the Tepe's yard. What all the reporting agrees on is this. According to the affidavit, he was there on the property while they were gone. And somehow, Monique found out. She allegedly left the game at halftime, went back to the hotel, and according to the affidavit, Spencer later told friends that Monique was upset about something involving her ex-husband. 200 miles away, middle of the biggest game of the season, and something made her leave. Something told her he was there, or had been there, or was watching. We don't know what tipped her off, but she knew. And here's what makes that even more disturbing. This wasn't the first time his vehicle has allegedly been spotted near their home. According to the unsealed affidavit, the silver SUV with distinct features, including a visible sticker on the window, had been seen multiple times near the Tepe residence. At different times, that vehicle was allegedly running stolen plates, sometimes Ohio, sometimes Arizona. Detectives later traced it back to a former address in Rockford, Illinois, and to the hospital where McKee worked as a vascular surgeon. On January 9th, Columbus detectives found that SUV sitting in the hospital parking lot. Fresh scrape marks on the window where the sticker had used to be. The pattern suggests he'd been watching for a while, and on December 6th, he apparently decided to do more than watch. To understand why that matters, you have to understand what Monique Tepe had allegedly been living with for 8 years. She married Michael McKee in August of 2015. By June of 2017, they were divorced. Depending on the source, they lived together for roughly 7 months. That's it. No children together, a brief marriage that by all accounts ended badly. But according to witnesses who spoke to investigators, statements now documented in the affidavit, it didn't end cleanly. One witness told detectives that McKee allegedly forced unwanted, on McKee. That he allegedly strangled her, that he allegedly told her he could kill her at any time, that he would find her and buy the house right next to her, that she will always be his wife. There's a lot of people right now that are watching this or listening to this who are having chills going up and down their spines because they know exactly what it feels like to be on the receiving end of a madman's threats like that. That's not an ex-husband who moved on. That's an ex-husband who allegedly never accepted that the marriage was over. There's more to this and we're going to keep going into it, but I want to invite you, if you have not already yet, in the comment section, let us know your thoughts. And if you have a survivor story to this, this would probably be a good one to share it on. If you want to share your story, because a lot of people are going to be seeing this, commiserating, really feeling it, I think, because this is unfortunately not an uncommon thing for people to go through something like this. And I think it's going to speak to a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of people in those comment sections. And what I've seen from other videos that we've done on this area, sharing one's story certainly helps others not feel alone. So it's up to you. But this would be a really good one for community within the comment section on our YouTube video here, Hidden Killers at Tony Brewski's, where you can find us for the video, or on our Substack, which is this new community we're building over there since the beginning of the year. It's taking off lovely. It's great to meet so many good listeners who have and viewers who've joined us over there. Hi to everybody. You are invited to join too. It's free. You get advanced episodes and you can comment and everything over there too. And there's no paywall. And it's just kind of a cool little private community for viewers of the program or listeners. So hiddenkillers.substack.com to join us there. Anyway, I got off track a little bit. Because this is more than just sharing these horrible stories. We're creating this community here. And there's a lot of people who I know it's true crime, but I get it's also therapeutic. I get it's therapeutic for folks who've gone through shit. I get it. I feel the same way. I don't know why it is, but kind of working through, I think the psychology of some of these things helps you better understand just how crazy our world is and the brains that we share this planet with. Anyway. Friends and family told investigators that the alleged threats didn't stop after the divorce. They continued for years. Monique told people about them. According to her family, she was very vocal about what McKee had said. She was, quote, terrified of this guy. And yet no police reports. Columbus Police Chief Elaine Bryant confirmed it. There were no prior reports involving McKee and Monique from their Columbus address. None. 8 years of alleged threats and nothing on paper, nothing official, nothing that could have triggered an arrest. A restraining order, red flag. Why? I don't know. I do not know the answer to that. That's a big question I have too. Maybe she didn't think it would help. Maybe she'd been told before that words aren't enough. Maybe she just wanted to move forward and not keep looking back. Whatever the reason, Monique Tepe tried to build a life without him. She remarried in December of 2020. Spencer Tepe, a dentist, an Ohio State grad, a Bengals fan, by all accounts, a devoted father. They had two kids together, a one-year-old and a four-year-old, a house in Wyland Park, a family. McKee, according to available records, never remarried. So when December 6 happened, whatever exactly it was, Monique already knew the context. She knew who was capable of showing up uninvited. She knew what he'd allegedly said he would do. And when something tipped her off that night in Indianapolis, she left the game because she understood what it meant. 24 days later, prosecutors allege he came back. December 30th of 2025, according to the affidavit, McKee's phone was left at the hospital in Rockford. No activity for approximately 17 hours. From December 29th until afternoon on December 30th, that's a seven-hour drive each way. Plenty of time to get to Columbus, do what he allegedly came to do, and get back before anyone noticed he was gone. Police believe the murders happened around 3:50 a.m. A silenced firearm, and according to the indictment, Spencer was shot multiple times. Monique suffered at least one gunshot wound to the chest. They were found in their second floor bedroom. Their two children were asleep in the house. They were found unharmed. No forced entry. Just like December 6. No forced entry. That detail matters. Because if McKee could get into the property on December 6th without any sign of a break-in, he may have already known he could do it again. Whether he had a key, knew of an entry point, or something else entirely, we don't know. But the pattern suggests December 6th wasn't a spontaneous decision. It was reconnaissance, a test run, confirmation that when the time came, he could get access. The bodies were discovered at 9:40 a.m. after Spencer didn't show up for work. A colleague called for a wellness check. Police initially went to the wrong address, left after no one answered, and a second caller, someone physically at the Tepe home, reported he could hear children inside and see Spencer's body through a window. That's when they found them. 11 days later, McKee was arrested by ATF agents at a Chick-fil-A in Rockford, not far from his workplace. He's now charged with the 4 counts of aggravated murder and 1 count of aggravated burglary. The indictment includes specifications for a firearm and a suppressor. He has pled not guilty. His attorney, Diane Menashe, the same lawyer who defended William Husell in the Mount Carmel case, waived bond at his arraignment. He's being held in Franklin County Jail. And if convicted, he faces a minimum of life in prison with parole eligibility after 32 years or life without parole. And here's the thing that sits with me about December 6. Monique Tepe was not naive. She knew what her ex-husband was allegedly capable of, and she told people for 8 years. She told people she remarried, had children, built a home, and still she was terrified enough that something made her leave that football game 200 miles away. Something told her he was near. And according to investigators, she wasn't wrong. He was there. And when the system offers you nothing, no restraining orders that can stop a bullet, no police report that can prevent someone from driving 7 hours in the middle of the night, what exactly are you supposed to do? She did everything right. She left, she rebuilt, she warned the people around her. And 3 weeks before she was murdered, her ex-husband allegedly walked into her property while she was out of state, and she still knew. She was tuned into that threat. How, we don't exactly know. But she knew and understood what he was capable of, and it still wasn't enough. December 6 wasn't the beginning of the story. It was the end of an 8-year countdown. The night Michael McKee allegedly confirmed what he'd been planning all along, that he could reach her whenever he wanted. That distance didn't matter. That a new husband and 2 kids and a different life didn't matter. That in his mind, according to the witnesses who knew him both, who knew them both, she would always be his wife. And in his mind, sitting in that jail cell tonight, probably still thinks that. Probably considers himself a widower. Because that's the magic of narcissism. your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. I'd love to get them. Love to see what you have to say. And on our Substack, if you're not there already, hiddenkillers.substack.com. The link is in the descriptions. You can just type it in too. There you go. We love to get your thoughts and comment on the story over there. You can get our reporting, all of our videos in advance, access to everything. And it's free right now too, and no ads. So another way to consume the program. I do appreciate that. And Apple Podcasts. If you're not already there and you've not left a review, please do. That helps us out tremendously as well. Costs you nothing. And we do greatly appreciate those reviews. It signals to others that you find our reporting valuable and then feeds it out. So thank you for that. All right. We'll continue our conversation in the comments. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.